Random House Audio presents Killer Dreams by Iris Johansson. Read for you by Jennifer Van Dyke. Prologue. I told you this was a great place. Corbin Dunstan beamed with pride as he held up the trout he'd just reeled in. Look at this beauty. It must weigh 3 pounds. Amazing. Sophie grinned as she got to her feet. Now may we go back to the restaurant and get some lunch, Dad? Michael and Mom are waiting for us. Michael should have come with us instead of hanging out in the restaurant. A boy should have his time in the sun. Besides, I wanted to show off for him. It's a grandfather's privilege. Next time. I told you he had a cold. I didn't want to chance him getting chilled out here on the pier. It wouldn't have hurt him. Michael's not a namby-pamby. He's a tough little rascal. He's only 8 years old, Dad. Let me pamper him for a little while longer, and it gives Mom a chance to have him to herself for a while. You and he have enough man-to-man time. I guess you're right. And it will keep her from spending all day making client calls. She might as well be in the office. Her father threw the fish into the basket, got to his feet, and stretched before starting up the pier. Yeah, I suppose it's better. In between playing with Michael, she'll get to chat with all the waitresses in the restaurant and make a few calls to keep her from feeling guilty. He shrugged. I told her she should retire like me, but she said she'd go nuts. He shook his head. You must have inherited your type A personality from her. You'd both be better off if you just relaxed and enjoyed life. I do enjoy life. I just don't enjoy fishing. I wish you'd stop trying to convert me. You've been dragging me to lakes since I was 6 years old. And you've let me. Her father clapped her on the shoulder. And most of the time you don't even complain. I know you think I wanted a boy, and maybe you're right. But no one could have been a better companion to me than you've been through the years. Thanks, Sophie. She cleared her throat to rid it of tightness. I'm complaining now. You caught me in the middle of a mega big project. She smiled. You should understand. If I remember correctly, you've been pretty stressed yourself on occasion. Past history. Corbin gazed out at the lake. Lord, look at that sunset. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful, Sophie agreed. And worth coming out here and leaving your precious project behind? No, she smiled, but you're worth it. That's a start. Corbin chuckled. And you're right, I am worth it. I'm witty and clever, and I've found the secret of life. Why wouldn't you want to hang out with me? No reason at all. Sophie said, gazing at him. Corbin's cheeks were flushed with sun, and his tall, muscular frame was that of a much younger man than his 68 years. And God, he looked happy, Sophie thought. No tension, no sign of tiredness. That's why I dropped everything and came running. She paused. I've missed you. I meant to come down last month, but time got away from me. It always does. That's why I got out of the rat race 5 years ago. People are more important than projects. Every day should be an adventure, not a treadmill. He sighed and reluctantly glanced away from the setting sun. Your mother and I are going on a cruise to the Bahamas next month. I want you and Michael to come with us.
I can't do...
She stopped as she met Corbin's eyes. What the hell? She could work harder and clear her desk. Her father and mother weren't getting any younger, and Corbin was right. People were more important than projects, particularly these people she loved. How long?
2 weeks.
No fishing?
Maybe a little deep-sea fishing. I've never taken Michael deep-sea fishing before.
Sophie sighed. As long as you don't mind Mom and me drinking margaritas and lazing on deck while the two of you do your thing.
I don't mind.
Corbin paused.
Bring Dave if he can make it. He needs a break, too.
I'll ask him. But he has a big civil suit going on right now, and he's working around the clock. It means a big fat fee for him.
Another workaholic.
He grimaced.
I don't know how the two of you even had time to conceive, Michael.
She grinned. There are always lunch hours.
It wouldn't surprise me. His pace quickened. There's your mother and Michael. I can't wait to tell him about the cruise. He waved at Mary Dunstan and Michael, who'd just come out of the restaurant and were waving at them. She'll be happy as a clam you're coming with us. She bet me I wouldn't be able to persuade you. He made a face. If I didn't get you to go, I promised I'd go to one of those spas with her. She wants to lose a few pounds.
She doesn't need it.
I know. She's gorgeous.
Corbin's face softened as he gazed at his wife.
The older she gets, the better she looks. I tell her that I don't know why I fell in love with her when she was 20. All that smooth skin with no character lines and not even a hint of wisdom in her eyes. She tells me to quit bullshitting her. I'm not bullshitting her, Sophie.
I know you're not. The love between her mother and father had been a fact of life to her all the years of her childhood. She knows it, too. Michael was running toward them.
Grandpa, can we stop at the arcade on the way home? I want to show you the new video game I found.
I don't see why not, if there's time after dinner.
It's about time you got here.
Mary Dunstan caught up with Michael.
I'm starved, Corbin. Did you catch anything?
Of course I did, Corbin said. Two gigantic trout.
Semi-gigantic, Sophie corrected.
Okay, Corbin shrugged, but definitely sizable. Finish up your calls, Mary.
She nodded.
I may get that listing in Palmer.
She gave him a quick kiss.
Now, let's get some food.
Right away.
He opened his fishing basket.
I don't want to see your blasted fish, Mary said. I'll take your word for it. Stupendous. Gigantic.
He reached into the basket.
No, I'm not showing you the fish, Mary.
He pulled out a .38 revolver and shot her in the head.
Dad?
Sophie stared in disbelief as her mother's skull exploded. No, it had to be some kind of elaborate practical joke. It couldn't be... It wasn't a joke. Her mother was falling to the ground. Corbin turned, pointed the gun at Michael.
No!
Sophie rushed between them as her father pressed the trigger. Tearing pain in her chest. Michael screaming.
Darkness.
Chapter 1. 2 years later, Fentway University Hospital, Baltimore, Maryland.
What's going on? You're not supposed to be here.
Sophie Dunstan looked up from the chart to see Kathy Van Boskirk, the head night nurse, standing in the doorway. An overnight apnea study.
You worked all day, and now you're monitoring an overnighter?
Kathy came into the room and glanced at the bed on the other side of the double glass panel.
Ah, an infant. The light dawns.
Not so much an infant any longer. Elspeth's 14 months, Sophie said. She'd stopped having incidents 3 months ago, and now they're back. She just stops breathing in the middle of the night, and her doctor can't find any reason for it. Her mother is worried sick.
Then where is she?
She works nights.
So do you. Days and nights.
Kathy gazed at the sleeping baby.
Lord, she's beautiful. Makes my biological clock start ticking. My kid is 15 now, and there's nothing lovable about him. I'm hoping he'll turn back into a human being in another 6 years. Think I have a chance?
Don is just your typical teenager. He'll get there. Sophie rubbed her eyes. They felt as if they had sand in them. It was almost 5, and the sleep study would be over soon. Then she'd run the errand that was on the top of her list, before getting to bed and grabbing a few hours of shut-eye before she had to get back for her first 1 o'clock session with the Cartwright child. And he offered to clean my car last week when you had him at the office.
He probably wanted a chance to swipe it.
Kathy grimaced. Or maybe he wanted the chance to score with an older woman. He thinks you're cool-looking.
Yeah, sure.
Right now, Sophie felt older than her years, frumpy and ugly as sin. She turned back the chart and checked Elspeth's case history. She'd had an apnea episode about 1 a.m., and nothing since. There might be something there that would help pin her down.
There's a message for you at the nurse's station, Kathy said.
Sophie stiffened.
Home?
Kathy quickly shook her head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?